This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you sexy mother truckers. How is everybody? We're having a lull today in the studio. It's got off to a great start. I'm going to say it's Natalie's birthday week in a way, because it's Nat's birthday on Monday. She's not here, though. She's taking the day off to go wet and wild somewhere, I'm sure. But I'd like to wish producer Natalie a huge happy birthday. I'm going to play this specially for you, Nat.
Gemma, you silly cunt.
Bit like you, Gemma, you silly cunt, Nat, you silly cunt. Happy birthday. So today on the show, we have literally got so many incredible, amazing artists on the show for you and brand new music back to back. Pella Candy are going to be in first. Jay Lee is going to be coming in. Tragic, Sasha are in the studio. July Jones and then John McKell is in the studio. Basically, I want to bring you the newest, hottest music, and that's what I do. That's what we do here at FUBAR Radio on this show. So we're going to be playing a little bit of Goldlink, because he's released a new album and it's fucking amazing. If you haven't listened to it already, I recommend you go and download Diaspora on whatever streaming service you use, and have a good old listen to it, because he's wonderful. And then we're also going to be playing Big Heath. I'm going to kick off the show with Big Heath. Now, I know he came on Michael Payne's show and was awesome, but I'm a huge, huge fan of this guy. Everything he's putting out, I'm banging. Actually, it's really good gym music. It's got a very good bass to it. Isaac Dunbar, who I've been chatting about recently, he's released a new one. We're going to be playing that. Have you heard Steph London's new one as well? Because that came out today. Is it today? I think so. It's called Diving. No, it's not called Diving. It's called Phone Down. And it's absolutely a banger featuring Lil Baby. We've got so much new music. It's insane. There's so much coming out. Also, Glowy has dropped a new EP today. I haven't had a chance to... We're not going to have a chance to play it on the show because we have already got too much music to play. But please go and check it out after the show, because we love Glowy. And it's her brand new EP, which is featuring already some of the bangers that she's put out. Plus, we're going to be playing the new one from Benny, who is the New Zealand artist that I had as my champion a few months ago. She's incredible, doing very big things. Mira May, who's incredible. We're going to be playing her later on the show too. So let's kick off with a bang. Big Heath, big fan of Big Heath, big time. This is Pablo. Check out the video too.
Gangs up, bang, I'm straight up fam, now you know that, right?
Yeah, man, I feel just like I'm Pablo.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Catch that depends on the mood that I'm in. Yeah, heard you cut the whip, but you can't pay your rent. That don't make sense. You're not making sense. Common sense, common sense. That don't make sense. You're not making sense. Common sense, common sense.
Now you see me tripping when I'm riding. I keep it low key, gotta hide it. VVS is on her necklace, so she shining. She don't want pearls, she want diamonds. But I gotta be real about it. Now I don't know how to feel, so I play with all the things like this. Yeah. Man, I got a vent. Yeah. I don't have no friends. Yeah. Guess that depends on the mood that I'm in. Yeah. Heard you cut the whip, but you can't pay your rent. Common sense, common sense. Doesn't make sense. You not making sense. Common sense, common sense.
Yeah, a lot of street shit back in 06. Turned 13, had my first dick. Ride around the city with the starter whips. Fought niggas before I had a first kiss. Seen a lot of niggas in the hearse. In the dirt, but it worked. Now they did, in my head. Never scared, but prepared. No lie, I ride, I die for mine. You slide, I slide. He cries. My niggas never switch up. Keep that hiccup on my side. And she like me cause she know that ghetto bachelor keep her tired. Hands tied, and she know I bite. Hit it from the side, right it right. Hands up on your thighs, guide you to the light. We taking flight, wear your pair of heels. You don't like it, chill, keep it real. You like better when I hit it with the steel. Knock it out so baby, knock it off. You know I'm a dog with my paws. And I lick your jaws, get you out them draws. Have a ball, I'ma do it all. Next day you gon' crawl, call my phone. Have your pretty ass, never leave me alone.
Things like this, yeah. Man, I got a vent, yeah. I don't have no friends, yeah. Guess that depends on the mood that I'm in. Yeah, heard you cop the whip, but you can't pay your rent. Common sense, common sense. That don't make sense. You don't make sense. Common sense, common sense.
Haunting, beautiful, Days Like This, featuring Khalid, that's Goldlink, from the new album Diaspora. Now, am I saying, is it Diaspora or is it Diaspora? Natalie! Is it Diaspora or Diaspora? I think it's Diaspora. Yeah. So that's his new album. And it is, he described it as a carefully curated journey through sound, touching many corners of the world, home to the sound of Black Diaspora. Now, that was kind of taken from, he's doing a show, a radio show, and he's theming the radio show on his album. So that was him describing the actual radio show, but it basically is describing the album and how he's created it and what he's doing with this piece of work. I've been a big fan of Goldlink for a long time. He's an awesome artist and someone who needs to be widely listened to and widely paid attention to, because he's not only kind of culturally very relevant, but musically he's very intelligent, and the whole thing is just really exciting. And I'm finding more and more as I grow up to become an adult that I like songs that aren't just bangers, and song like that where you can get so much from the beat, and it doesn't have to be something that's making you dance your face off, but it's such a vibe, like Days Like This. And Khalid just seems to be featuring on every single great song on earth. So you know you've got a good one if Khalid comes in on it. So Goldlink, new album, Diaspora. You can go and download it, stream it, buy it now. Big fan of his. So let's get on with the show, shall we? Pelicandy are going to be in the studio in a minute. Before that, I'm going to play a little bit of new music for you. Had a great time. I was at a festival. That's why my voice is a bit hoarse. Also, I got drunk last night. Mm-hmm. I don't get drunk anymore, so when I get drunk it's very exciting. I had my MTV rap party last night for a show I just finished with them, and I got really drunk and ate loads of carbohydrates. So it was a good night for everybody, really. So this weekend I was at Smoked and Uncut Festival, where I have a stage called Harriet's House Party. Professor Green came down and performed at my house party, and it was absolutely sick. It went off. It was nuts. He had Dream McLean on the decks emceeing with him, and it was fucking awesome. We had a great time. Big up those boys and thank them so much for coming down to my house party. You can get tickets to Smoked and Uncut online. Although, I think it's actually almost sold out. I know it's definitely sold out for the next one. Because they had the Kaiser Chiefs headline in the main stage, and then after, what happens is there's sort of loads of art performances on the main stage, and then the main stage shuts, and then my stage opens, and my house party opens, and it becomes the party of a lifetime. So they had Kaiser Chiefs headlining last time, and the next one, which is sold out sadly, is The Vaccines and Sam Henshaw, who we love on FUBAR Radio, and loads of great. Rob DeBank is going to be at my house party. He's my special guest. And then the following one, which you can still get tickets for, is Limewood, which is 27th of July. And it's Sister Sledge and the Wailers, which is going to be fucking amazing. And of course, me. And Nick Grimshaw's coming as my guest for that last one. So come down, buy a ticket. It's lovely. You get great food, great booze, and a great time. Right, let's play some more new music. We can have a little house party here. So Steph London dropped a new track today. Should we play it? Because it's such a banger. It's such a little sexy Thursday banger. Obviously we're big fans of Steph London on the show. She's been on the show before. She's such a nice girl, and also very just happy to see her huge rise to success. She's performing with Lil' Kim recently. I know she takes a huge amount of inspiration from her, hence her artwork for her last project. She's dropped a new one, Phone Down, featuring Lil' Baby. Very happy to see the success for this woman. Make sure you go stream it, download it, get it, guys.
Put your phone down, down, down. Babe, look at me when I made up. Babe, look at me when I made up. Yeah, put your phone down, down, down. Baby, you can do that later. Baby, you can do that later. Listen, if they coming for me, I'ma bring it to them. I'ma pull up on them, whip them, then I move them. Let my donna slew them, crush them, let them chew them. Touch my liquor better and I'm gonna do them. I ain't suicidal, but I'm in the streets. I adore light like a sugar tree. Lifting hinges, heading straight to the peak. I been going hard, I ain't had no sleep. I been stressing out, thinking about this money. Put my mother, I'ma make her proud of me. You ain't making money, you just on your phone. Come, let's get this paper, boy, it's time to go. So put your phone down, down, down. Babe, look at me when I made up. Babe, look at me when I made up. Yeah, put your phone down, down, down. Baby, you can do that later. Baby, you can do that later. Why you always got your phone in your hand? I swear it's feeling like I ain't got a man. I just wanna take it, run it over with a van. But I can't drive cause I'm still on a van. Why you acting like we ain't got bills to pay? No eye contact, boy, are you hearing me? You buy ganja, now all your money done. Me have to make a move, me I beg you for your come. I been stressing out, thinking about this money. Put my mother, I'ma make her proud of me. You ain't making money, you just on your phone. Come, let's get this paper, boy, it's time to go. So put your phone down and keep your eyes on me. Baby, don't tell me, but show me, say you love me. You love me long time, so me want you shine for me. Look at the time flying, you still a style on me. So put your phone down, down, down. Baby, look at me when I made up. Baby, look at me when I made up. Yeah, put your phone down, down, down. Baby, you can do that later. Baby, you can do that later.
Baby. I can't even lie, think your phone is a distraction. Ain't even tripping by other niggas who at you. Bad bitch snatching, natural, plastic. Do a lot of numbers, nothing about me average. Committed to the streets, but we make love just like we married. Whenever we in public, hold your hand, I ain't embarrassed. I know if it ain't nothing about your business, you scroll past it. Who you on the phone with? We all don't embarrass. What's so important? You can't ignore it. Please put your phone down, you make me feel boring. I know I've been touring and gone for a minute. Whenever I'm home, I give you every second. They on my line, I don't answer, I end it. I can call them back whenever
don't even care if it's all about business. Yeah.
So put your phone down, down, down. Baby, look at me when I'm here.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Too many mistakes. I drank all of the Henny, no chase. I don't know if I'll be okay. See, the past few weeks been great. I don't wanna be too big, but you know I wanna see your face. Take me for Egypt, so many evenings I gave my time to you. I could've cheated, I wouldn't leave it. You know I tried with you, girl, you know I'm trying. Beg you, don't go crying. Don't know why we're fighting. I'll be real, I just need something new. You went and picked the gun, cocked it and shot me down. Maybe you're not the one, I know it, you know it. You went and picked the gun, shoot me down. Maybe we might be done. I think we need something.
You
new.
Got issues, I don't play that. I said things that I won't take back. You gave excuses, I just gave up. We should just move on. Cut you off, you came back ASAP. Can't take me for ages.
So many evenings, I gave my time to you. I could have cheated, I wouldn't. I tried with you, girl, you know I'm trying. Beg you, don't go crying. Don't know why we're fighting. I'll be real, I just need something new. You went and picked the gun, cocked it and shot me down. Maybe you're not the one, I know it. For this.
I don't know why you're here.
There's no point in fighting it.
Guess it is what it is. Oh,
you're always trying it.
We should have stayed as friends. Oh,
I ain't the type to quit.
But your heart ain't even in it. No,
you went and picked the gun, cooked it and shot me down. Maybe you're not the one. I know it. You know it. You went and picked the gun, cooked it and shot me down. Be done. I think we need something new. You went and picked the gun, cooked it and shot me down. Maybe you're not the one. I know it, you know it. You went and picked the gun, cooked it and shot me down. Maybe we might be done. I think we need something new.
DiCaprio, De Lapo, Pelicandia are in the building!
Hello!
How are we?
Very well, very well.
I'm
how
a bit
are you?
Devastated, actually. I just found out that one of the Chuckle Brothers died last year.
Dude, yeah, that happened ages ago.
Yeah, Nick just told me.
The other Chuckle Brother still DJs and stuff, though. Like, on his own. It's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
Keeping it going.
Weird that you bring Carrying that up, torch. Actually, because the other day I was with someone and they said, it's really sweet. I was at a festival and there was one of the Chuckle Brothers and he was just walking around saying hi to everyone and just like having pictures. And I was like, because you know they're like best friends.
Yeah. The reason why I brought that up to TC is because I just saw that the surviving Chuckle is currently on holiday with Ian Beale.
That's so weird.
The new Chuckle Brothers.
But also, how obsessed are you and how much do you want to be a fly on the wall in that holiday? What does Ian Beale get up to on holiday?
I don't know anything about Ian Beale.
Do you know what? I went to school, to the school I went to, his kids went to, so every now and again I'd see Ian Beale and be like, that's Ian Beale. And they'd be like, well, it's not actually Ian Beale, but you know what I mean? It's Ian Beale. And I don't really know anything further than that. just what he looks like on a normal day, which is exactly the same as what he looks like in EastEnders. Is he still in EastEnders?
Magic. I'd imagine so.
Who knows?
Don't ask me.
My friend actually is the producer of EastEnders. How sick is that? She also lives near me.
That's awesome.
Good news. Anyway, let's should we talk about music now?
Yeah. We started on a really sad point there. Let's.
But seriously, R.I.P. because he was awesome, and also in you know, lots of childhood memories.
Oh, big time. So deep.
And then also nice that they made a DJ career out of it. Mm-hmm. Here for that. So guys, tell me a little bit about Pella Candy, because firstly I need to know where the name came from. So it's TC and Nick. Mm. TC, you're sort of the vocals, a bit of guitar. You brought a saxophone with you just for the lols.
Yeah. Just in case, I never know.
Nick, you're the drum aficionado, yes. But also you do backing and you know,
all
everything.
Sorts.
You both got your fingers in pies.
Many pies.
Yeah, pies all over the place. Mm. But tell everybody a little bit about sort of the origin of Pella Candy. I don't know why I said it like that, but I'm sticking with it.
Well, we've been in a few bands over the years, quite a lot of bands.
We went
known
to
each other
together
for a long time.
Ah.
Yeah. So the bands come and go, but the relationship remains. We've like kind of the Chuckle
Brothers.
In a
way, childhood sweethearts.
Not unlike the Chuckle Brothers.
Yes, similar.
Yes, a long career together.
Yes. Mm. And now you've landed with Pella Candy, which is such an interesting sound. Like, I love the energy. Basically, I like the idea that bands are not genres anymore. There's you don't have to link a band to a genre. You can just make sounds that are nice for ears, and people can enjoy it, irrelevant of whether they are into whatever genre they think they're into.
I suppose the internet's probably helped with that a bit.
Massively.
Yeah. It's nice to just make you what you want to hear.
And how did you land on this sound? Having been in bands before, having
no
sort
idea.
Of
just running in circles until you sort of eventually find
fall
like,
over
what you like, fall into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started more as sort of like your more traditional indie rock thing, really.
Yeah.
But over the past couple of years, it's kind of eventually sort of found itself more in this sort of like alt pop electronic.
But it's a sort
area.
Of nod to the pop of days of the 80s, 90s.
Mm. There's a bit of that.
From what I can hear in it, it's the sort of Phil Collins-y energy and sound.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not just him, but you know, that kind of era of pop where it's like a bit synthy and a bit sort of like pop, 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 you know?
Yeah. Good bit of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But bringing it, whacking it right into the 2019s.
Hopefully, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I guess it was
contemporary.
It was mainly just out of an appreciation for like really good pop music.
Yeah.
Because pop is not a dirty word, as far as I'm concerned.
I totally agree.
I know everyone says that, but it is true.
But I think that was growing up, though, in the sort of noughties, late noughties. Yeah. It was like it was a bit of a dirty word, and it became something that was a bit it was always been manufactured, but it sort of went from being quite authentic to quite manufactured and back again. And there's nothing wrong to me. To manufactured pop, but it gave this energy that people were like, well, I'm not going to like it because it's manufactured. I want to go back to the other thing. And now we've kind of done full circle. Like, a lot of the pop artists, even the pop artists, are making their own songs, writing their own music, doing their own production, or at least, you know, having an input in it.
Yeah.
So we've gone back to it being sexy to be a pop artist.
It was always sort of disguised in the 90s, you know. Like, you know, Nirvana was pop, but like, you know what I mean? Like, that Nevermind was
weirdly
a complete pop album, but it was
also
sort of
weirdly
like
manufactured.
Disguised as grunge.
Yeah.
No, it's not pop. It's totally pop.
Yeah, but
it's
that's
just
what,
full of hooks.
And that's what I love.
Yeah.
Pop. I love pop music because there's grime pop music. There's hip hop. There's everything can fit into pop.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think we said pop in the last minute? Because I actually think we could have broken a Guinness World Record there.
Hopefully,
honestly,
we have.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed. We'll let you know.
That'd be nice.
What's going on at the moment? White Sky is your latest track, and we're going to be playing it in a little minute. Mm-hmm. You said on it, it's about realizing the ability to focus and reframe your own thoughts and perception of reality. Now, that is something I really believe in. I think mindset is everything. If you're in a bad mindset, then you might echo knock on that effect to everything that goes on around you, because
absolutely
biologically, that's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
Where did it come from for you guys? Was that a realization you've just come to, or have you always known that?
I think the last couple of years I've been more focused on that sort of stuff, to be honest. Between being inspired by people that I meet that just have a fucking amazing energy,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, fuck, what are they, like, how do you, you know, how do you
What's
make me feel so
you?
Good when I'm around you?
Yeah.
And you realize, the more you speak to those people, that they actually have a very sort of different mindset, I think, than a lot of people. You know, mm-hmm. everybody's capable of it if they want
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to kind of, like, you have to try. And, you know, and
trying
to,
sometimes
to like focus
really
on
hard.
The positive.
Mm.
And I think, I feel like that's opened things up a lot for me, to be honest, myself. And I've seen it in other people. And I think it's an important thing to be aware of.
Nick, what about you? Do you feel a vibe with the positive mindset, or are you just...
Oh, yeah. You're I'm all about it. I'm all about the positive vibes.
All about the positive vibes. Even when you're around someone that's so annoying... Like on the tube when someone is, oh, this is a good example, when someone does that thing where they push your elbow off the armrest and
Ooh.
You're like, God, I could really elbow you back. But I'm going to smile at you.
Mm.
I'm going to smile my positivity right at you, my friend.
Yeah, the fuck you smile.
Yeah, because then maybe they'll have a better day because maybe they were having a bit of a shit day and they needed that armrest more than me.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Not every time. Sometimes it's hard to think that. It was co-produced by Bullion and BB Bones. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It is, indeed.
In two different countries.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the whole process like? Why did you choose to split it between those two? Like, what was the kind of musical backstory?
I guess when you're sort of just working on a song and developing, getting it to where it feels right, then you sort of work with somebody and then they sort of add their thing and then you work with somebody else who you think might be right to sort of
add another
finish
thing.
It up. But, you know, we're sort of like caring, we're sort of over it the whole time, but kind of, you know, communicating and building it to sort of shape the vision with the help of experts like Bullion and BB Bones.
Love experts, though.
Yeah. Mm, they're very handy.
Yeah, Bullion's based in Lisbon. So
yes.
That's how
Did
we
you
got
go
the,
over there?
We didn't, actually.
Oh, gutted.
Unfortunately, it's not as glamorous as it sounds. It was over the
Interweb.
Over the internet waves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I think he captured a bit of that. Well, I guess it's the
Portugal
Atlantic
breeze.
Yeah. That Atlantic breeze.
Portuguese breeze. Yeah. You should make a song called Portuguese breeze.
I think it will.
Just like, what's that thing that people do that makes they make sounds? You know that thing that people like to ASMR.
Foley?
Or
ASMR.
Something?
Oh yeah.
Portuguese.
I've
breeze.
Actually really wanted to do an ASMR song.
You would be
like somehow.
So your voice would
like this.
You
know what I mean?
Your voice would really work because it's quite yeah.
Yeah, I can breathe in that.
Yeah.
You feeling that?
Yeah, I can feel it. I mean, it makes me deeply uncomfortable. But hey, listen, each their own. I think you should do an ASMR song called Portuguese Breeze.
Yeah.
So breezy.
There you go, that's the exclusive.
It's a plastic water bottle.
Some people find it really calming, though, don't they? It's like a calming thing for people.
Oh, I actually really dig it.
Honestly, it stresses me out.
I think I'm with you there, Harriet.
Yeah, it's just not something that it just tickles the back of my neck in a negative way.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
gosh.
I want to be a bit sick.
Gosh.
No offense to anybody
no,
who does ASMR, because good for you. There's loads of people who chill the fuck out to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, not for me. Mm. Although I do like people that talk like this.
Because
that's the opposite of how I talk. I'm very fast and very loud. So anyone that's quite quiet.
Yeah.
And quite slow.
Balance you out.
I kind of get a bit jealous of people that can talk quietly and like slowly.
Yeah.
As I'm like just far too loud all the time.
Yeah, but that's okay. Listen, there's a place for us in the world.
Yeah.
And it's here on the radio.
Yeah, I'm never leaving. This is it now.
I know, right? This is such a great place. Honestly, my job is amazing. So tell me, what is in the airwaves for you guys this year? What's happening? Are you making new music? Are you going to be releasing anything soon? Are you doing any gigs we can come to?
We are doing all of those things.
Yes, tell me everything.
So, White Sky's out at the moment. That is part of a EP
Ooh.
That is going to be on its way later in the year.
Okay.
And then we will also be doing our first ever London headline show.
Wow.
In support of that, which is also going to be announced in a bit.
Congratulations, though. That's so exciting. Do you have a venue in mind, or are you just going to go with how the EP is received and what happens?
There is a venue. Ooh. It's
in London.
Yeah,
a secret location.
Yeah. Secret location.
Secret intimate location in within the M25.
Oh, love that. Love the M25. Really love the M25. Anything relating to that, and I'm there. That's exciting. And then, so how are we going to get any information about how many more songs? Is it five? Four?
It'll be four songs.
Four songs.
On the EP. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to put out another tune over the summer.
Lovely.
And then, yeah, hopefully, if all goes to plan, the EP should arrive sometime in September.
And would you guys do collab? Is there room for collaboration, or is it too early to say?
I think there definitely is.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of talented people we know, so it'd be silly not to.
Tell me about some of your talented pals. Who would you like to shout out? Who do you know that's a wonderful musician that you want to talk about?
Oh, man. I don't know. I mean, so many. Like, we've just been... we just sent some stems over and sort of working potentially with a fellow called Dr. Crinkleback, who's a bit
amazing
of a,
name.
Bit of a synth lord with a modular synthesis.
Dr. Crinkleback, the synth lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's really good. But yeah. We're going to do a bit of co-write and stuff with him and messing about there, see what comes out of it. But also, you know, building our stuff with him, but also just like playing in a mate's bands and stuff like that, you know,
which is nice because tonight you're doing a performance, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go play with our friends Beach Baby tonight.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're having their record release party and I'm gonna
have we had Beach Baby on the show. No, well, oh. I feel like I've definitely
get them on.
Yeah,
lovely.
I've definitely
chaps.
Listened to their stuff before. It's ringing a very nice bell in my head.
Yeah, they've just sort of resurfaced after a bit of time away, haven't they?
Yeah.
Sick.
Went away, recorded an album.
But it's important to take time away. Actually, I tweeted an opinion today, which I never do, which was there's a lot of talk about certain artists, I'm not going to name names because it's pointless, taking time off because they were mentally not ready to do the show. And there was a lot of backlash, like, oh, it's not fair on the fans. And I just tweeted this tweet being like, if an artist is putting their mental physical health first, that means their management and them are really looking after themselves, and then we are avoiding or helping to avoid situations where you have things like what happened with Avicii and you know, awful situations. I wanted to know what you guys think about that, because I think it's such an interesting thing, because obviously, yes, sometimes people will be let down. You know, performances will be cancelled, but it's so important to look after your mental health in this industry, isn't it?
Absolutely. Especially when you're like, yeah, when you sort of... There's a lot of isolation in writing and stuff, a lot of that. And I don't know, I see so many people not take care of themselves, and I don't think I used to at all, actually. But I'm a lot more aware of it now. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, you know, if you can't sort yourself out, then you're not going to be much use to anybody else.
Exactly. So, and I
you
got
to get to number one first, you know what I mean? Take care of yourself.
And I immediately got tweets back being like, you know, oh yeah, I've traveled hundreds of miles and people have cancer, but you can't, if someone, people have to look after the number one, because otherwise if they're not okay, it's going to be a weird, you know, there was that whole, when Justin Bieber did that whole tour and afterwards he was like, I was really ill the whole time and I was really unhappy. It's like,
yeah,
actually that's when you need to pull back and say, mental health is important in music, and we're all talking about it now, which is good.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, there's no rush. I mean, if people like you, they'll wait. They'll wait for you.
Exactly. And there's
Everyone's
no rush
patient.
For things to come out, performances to happen. It's just all got to happen in the right kind of frame of mind and the right timings. You know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I feel like we're all very zen in here. It's very
I'm feeling
zen.
Pretty zen.
Yeah, it's super zen. So should we play some White Sky?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Thank you guys so much for coming through. It's been lovely to chat. I'm looking forward to hearing the EP, which is coming out later this year,
yep.
And alongside your debut headline show.
Come down.
I absolutely will, especially if it's within the M25.
That is a guarantee.
Thank you so much, guys, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Play that saxophone like you've never played a saxophone before,
baby.
Which would mean you'd be quite bad, but so the opposite,
like,
of
I've
that.
Never played one before.
Yeah, like,
okay.
You've literally like, it's literally the first time you've picked it. Imagine if you did that, it'd be quite funny.
Yeah,
no, it wouldn't. All right, guys, can you introduce White Sky for me?
This song is called White Sky
and we're Pella Candy. Thank you very much, haven't I? Oh, yeah, thank you.
The more you think about it, it took a lifetime getting here. Yeah. Ain't got the money, but I don't worry about it. No, I don't worry about it. I keep it here. But I don't know where I'm from, and I don't know what for. All I know is when I stop, I'm stopping the law. I follow to the low, and there's some people.
Welcome into the studio, the Blinders. Welcome, gentlemen. How was Hamburg?
Hamburg is an interesting one because the place we were playing is like where the Beatles cut their teeth, isn't it? Yeah. What was it, a Reeper Barn?
It's just very seedy.
Fucking seedy, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Really seedy.
Yeah.
It was right on the edge of the red light district, and a couple of my family went over and they were like, oh yeah, come and meet us up for a drink. You know, we're just over the road in the Hooters. It's like, is my nana there with you? It's like, yeah. It's like, it's the only bar open. So they dragged my nana into a Hooters and I couldn't believe it.
Every Wednesday from 2 p.m. Foo Bar Radio.
Yeah. Okay. Lil CC on a beat. Yeah. I mean, where the fuck should I really even start? I got hoes that I'm keeping in the dark. I got my niggas cross the street living large. Thinking back to the fact that they dead. Thought my raps wasn't facts till they sat with the bars. I got two phones, one need a charge. Yeah, they twins, I could tell they ass apart. I got big packs coming on the way. I got big stacks coming out to save. I got Lil Max with me, he the wave. It's a big gap between us and the game. In the next life, I'm trying to stay paid. When I die, I put my money in a grave. When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really gotta put a couple niggas in a place. Really just lapped every nigga in a race. I really might tap realest nigga on my face. Lil CC, let it slap with the bass. I used to save hoes with a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you. I was on top when that shit meant a lot. Still on top like I'm scared of the drop. Still on top and these niggas wanna swap. Niggas wanna swap like a sauce in a Watts. I don't wanna change cause I'm good where I'm at. Mob ties so I'm always good where I'm at. Word to Junior, Jazzy, Baby J. Tell him when I die, put my money in a crack.
Couple figures, kill a skull and collect. She fuck a nigga, then she on to the next. Really living large, she ain't all with a Mac. When you niggas think it's small in a mall with a rat. Roll with us if you really wanna get it. Go get a half a million in a Sprinter. Phone ringing, bitches know a big tipple. I got the hookup and there really no limit. Dead broke is in you nigga DNA. Ricky Smiley syndicated with the yay. Little nigga just another state case. Bury my motherfucker Chase Bank, time to bounce. Gotta count on my allowance. You niggas stitching, so I gotta rewrite it. The nigga dripping like I got a zillion dollars. Got the trap jumping like Zion when I rebound. Then I'm out, and I never talk about it. The homie squad, but we all smoke the loudest. Rich niggas and I'm really being modest. Cause the way I do my deals, never treated like an artist. Want a house, you could DM my account. My DM six figures and I'm counting. Nine figures was the goal till I hit it. These niggas ain't living, so bury mine with me. Ross got it.
When I die, I put my money in a grave. I really gotta put a couple niggas in a place. Really just lapped every nigga in a race. I really might tap realest nigga on my face. Lil CC, let it slap with the bass. I used to save hoes with a mask in a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you.
Guy in the graveyard. Welcome, Jaylee.
Hello, hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so well.
Good.
I'm so I'm having a lovely day today.
It's beautiful outside. It's sunny. It's got, you know, it's warm. It's heating up for June. It's, we've had a terrible June.
It's really got off to a bit of a sticky start, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it has. I had so many weddings as well. I was like, okay, this is just not ideal on weddings.
Why were can't you playing? Do your friends make you DJ at their weddings?
They actually do. I have to do one in Switzerland in 2 weeks. I'm sure you have the same situation.
Yeah,
and
I do.
You can't enjoy it. And then you
It's weird because I say I'm doing an hour. And that's it.
That's good. Well, I mean, I make them pay. I'm like, you have to, I would buy your brand, so you should pay for my services.
Yeah, and actually, to be honest, most of my mates never ask. And there's certain people that I offer because I want to play their wedding.
Yeah.
Because it'll be like, because it's literally, because the kind of, I play more like R&B and hip hop, so I can play at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Whereas your vibe is more of a, well, I would say it's a better energy at 10, 11,
it
right?
It is. But I mean, I can play anything.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I've been a DJ for about 6 years. And when I started, I was like, okay, I'm going to do R&B. But along the way, you kind of figure out what you want to be as
an
artist.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, so now at weddings, you are requested to play pretty much wedding classics. So,
And that's the only difference for me. If I play, the reason I don't want money is because I don't want you to ask me what you want. Mm, I'm like, I am playing what I want and I do not take requests.
Good, I like this.
Yeah, this guy was at a festival, she's doing a festival this weekend, and someone said, he was like, oh, do you take requests? And I just turned around and was like, no.
Yeah, that's what I do now.
No. It's not a joke. It's not. I'm making this serious. I'm doing a serious face. Yeah. No.
I go to them, I was like, would I come up to your desk in the city and tell you what to do just out of the blue walking past your desk? And he'd be like, no.
I don't even mind, right, someone saying a song and then I'll say no if it's not the right vibe, because sometimes people don't get the BPM situation. If you go from somewhere to somewhere, it ruins the whole vibe. But sometimes you can do it and it works.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So you've been a DJ for 6 years, but you also produce and create.
Yes.
Who Am I, we're going to play in a minute. Mm-hmm. Iris, which is a revised... the classic Goo Goo Dolls track, which is such an amazing track.
Oh man, it's
a great
amazing
choice.
Thank you. Well, yeah, the reason why that was that choice is, I mean, it's the top 10 stream songs on Spotify, one of them.
Really?
And I was like,
doesn't surprise me actually. To be fair.
Yeah, it's a great tune, but nobody had done a happy tropical version of it. So I'd done. You can check out my SoundCloud, Jaylee Music. It has like, I have Doo Wop from Lauryn Hill. I have Sick. A Kygo, Kids in Love. I did. I've got a Black Eyed Peas one. I've got so many remakes on there. With this one, because we kind of, I didn't use any samples, we literally changed the melody. We just used the lyrics. We were able to do it. And first I sang on it, and then I got my friend Amy Carmen to sing on it, and she does all the vocals for Basement Jacks.
So sick.
And it just worked. And when we produced it, I had in my head the whole Avicii vibe, you know, with that huge drop. Mm-hmm. So it's such, people assume it's going to be really down and sad and indie, and it's like, people don't even realize it's that song. And then they're singing along to it, and they're like, how do I know this song?
Yeah, yeah. And that's, I think when you touch a song like that, you need to completely change it.
Yeah, completely. So, I mean, yeah, it's like doing a Whitney Houston classic. Yeah. You just cannot. If you are going to sing a Whitney Houston classic, you've got to be better or completely different.
So. Yeah, that's the you've either got to match her vocals, which is a bit nuts. Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly right. It was a friend of yours. She's a friend. Amy's a friend of yours, and that's how you got her in.
Well, actually, no, she wasn't a friend. So my agent said, you should check out Amy. So we teamed up, and I said, actually, I have a track that I've just vocaled. I'm looking for a vocalist. Mm. I didn't like my vocal in it because I literally sound like a 14-year-old singer. And I mean, you can check out my voice. I have done tracks of my vocal on them. But it's I just wanted a more mature vocal on this. And she has such a strong, mature, nice-sounding vocal. I thought it was perfect for this record. And so, yeah, she was like, I love it. I want to do it. So we made it happen. It took a while to come out because we needed, you know, the ability to be able to release it.
Yeah. Which was that hard?
I left that to my manager to deal with.
Just long. It's just long.
He had to speak to Warner and deal with it that side. But because we didn't use anything from the actual record except the lyrics, we changed the melody as well. So it wasn't hard, I don't think.
No.
But it was kind of like getting the information. Also, putting the placement, you've got to get advertisement in, you've got to make sure the album artwork is good. I wanted to get it mastered properly, so the guy that mastered the record did Kung's This Girl, which is a big tune, and you can really hear that in the mix. It sounds pumping and huge. So it was just, I'm the people that I got to team up on this record, I was just really happy with. And you kind of, along the way, you it can help you with the next one that's coming out. We've got a few more coming out, so it'll be good.
That's exciting. When can we expect the next release?
I've actually finished one. Tomorrow is the sign off day, and then I'm going to get that track mastered, and actually it's another remake of Sick. And you'll like it. It's TLC Creep.
Oh yes.
So that's going to be, I've got a 16-year-old singer on that called Mia, and she's incredible. She's so good. So
I can't wait to hear it.
Oh mate, it's completely different as well. I think you'll like it. And we've got Ben the Sax Man. He's quite famous.
Amazing.
He's doing the sax on the drop.
Sick.
So still very tropical house, feel good, but it's very mainstream. I think that's the issue with me and labels, because they expect very underground stuff from a DJ, and I'm like, I don't have the personality of an underground tech house DJ. I am tropical house, feel good, happy, and
I see what you mean.
When you're trying to get things signed, they were like, it's very mainstream, but you're not Ariana Grande, so we don't know how to promote this.
But it's so nice that you just go with your personality, and like you've created your own genre, which I'm a big fan of. Tropical, an infusion of tropical house and trap music as well.
So that was actually when trap was really, really big. I think that came and went super quickly. I mean, as an artist, you kind of change.
But I love that you just dipped in and had a little moment of tropical that you created, and then you pop back to normal tropical house or whatever you vibe with.
Because the drop is, you get down and dirty. A lot of the time, tropical is very beachy and feel good. You really only hear it in Ibiza. Mm. But then take it into the UK, you want those dirty drops and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I created it with that. I've got a track on Spotify called Calling, and Vapor is another track that's very dark, and my friend Tyler Newton is on that vocal, and I'm on the Calling vocal on that record. So definitely check that out on Spotify, because you'll like those as well.
Yeah, you've got like back-to-back bangers, it looks like, and it seems like everything's going in the right direction. It's really kind of exciting time for you.
It is. I mean, I'm just making as much music as I possibly can, and hopefully one of them will stick.
Yeah, but that's how it works, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't I'm a melody maker. I have so many melodies. When I get into the studio, a lot of the time I'll bring tracks to my engineers and I'll be like, yeah, so this is what I've done. And they're like, Jamie, there's 15 melodies on this record.
Yeah.
Let's strip it back a bit. But then with all those 15 melodies, I've got 15 more new tunes to work with. So, and you're always learning as a producer consistently. You can never... you can never not learn. You're always progressing, which is great.
I think that's important to remember and also to point out is that no one is ever, in no field,
yeah,
is ever at the pinnacle. You're always just learning, finding new things. You know, even the some of the greatest artists in the world say, you know, like, for example, I know like Elton John does his own radio show where he now goes and looks at all the young up and coming people and is like, you know, seeing what they're doing and learning and changing. You know, everyone is doing that, you know. It's an important part when you, because you started off DJing.
So I started off in Australia, but I'm not from Oz. I've got a weird accent. I'm half Canadian, half English, but I started off over there, and funnily enough, the female DJs are a lot more, like, there's so many of them over there.
Yeah, there is.
And only in the last 2 years, you probably have noticed as a DJ, so many new DJs have come through. And I've done this for so many, so many years. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, wow, finally, women, girls, female empowerment, we're making movement, which is great. Because I really saw that in Australia, but I never saw that in the UK.
And they have a huge scene in Australia.
Yeah.
Like, the girls, there's a big, and it's awesome. And we're now seeing it. I mean, I definitely have it. I mean, I don't produce. I just play sort of like, you know, events and stuff. So I'm nowhere near your caliber. But I think it's kind of an exciting time for both, because it's more difficult in your realm, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's like when it comes to a very male dominated genre of music as well. It's an exciting time. But when did you go, oh, I want to produce?
I've always wanted to produce. Yeah. So my history background. I was in a band called Duchess, and it was actually, you know, MO Music?
Yeah.
I was in MO Music.
Oh!
Before it was MO Music.
Oh, wow!
So it was me, a girl called Shani Ryan, who's now a presenter on Capital. And then Nadine and Annie, who are in MO.
Yeah.
And then we disbanded, and we were on tour with, like, Reg 32, N-Dubs.
Oh,
Ed
sick.
Sheeran, N-Dubs. Right at the, yeah.
Sick.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And then when we disbanded, it was kind of like I was trying to find my feet, and I was already making, like, country music.
Sick.
And trying to figure out what I was wanting to do. And I fell into DJing because I was singing on some DJ's tracks.
Sick.
So that was kind of like, actually, why don't I earn a living DJing? So I started DJing, and my dad was a sound designer, so he kind of like helped me with levels and sound, and I was sound designing part-time to earn a living with my dad, assisting him on some movies. And then I just turned it into a career, and I actually kind of made money from it. I was like, damn, I'm good at this. This is crazy.
That is such a wonderful journey that you went, you know. Yeah. You might have thought you were where you wanted to be, but actually you were only halfway there, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And it took a lot of energy and empowerment to go through that, because I mean, when we were with Duchess, we were touring and we were doing the whole album with Black Eyed Peas in LA. And once we broke up, I was like, I don't want to be in this industry anymore. Mm. I am done. And I had to be hypnotized and I had a lot of mental health issues to get over performing live, because it really hit me hard. So,
and people don't talk about this, what you're talking about now.
No.
Because although you found something wonderful that you're passionate about, and you clearly are so passionate about it, that is a dark, dark thing to happen, you know, when you're in this thing. And it is a whirlwind if you're touring with Ed Sheeran, touring with Black Eyed, you know, doing this stuff. It's like huge. And then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah, gone in a second. We were signed to RCA, and then we went all around the world. And then when we were dropped, I remember I was on vacation with my friends, and I broke down in tears going, I have nothing now. Because I put all my eggs in one basket, and I had nothing to fall back on, and DJing saved me.
But like, look where you are now, the passion that you feel now.
Yeah, slowly and surely, like, something, I'm getting movement, and I'm doing what I love. And I have a lot of people always come to me going, well, it's not really in style, or it's not very UK sounding. I'm like, fuck them.
That's okay. You fucking do your own thing, babe.
Yeah, like I love this music. I love playing this music. If Kygo can do it, and he's from where is he from? Norway.
Yeah.
Then a little girl from London can make Tropical House.
And absolutely, I believe strongly that you need to do what you find interesting. Because if you started making dance music that you don't have any link to, or, you know, whatever else, what's the point?
Exactly.
Literally, what is the point? If you need to be passionate about it, which you clearly are, which is why the music's coming out and why it's making sense.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, hopefully we're on to, I can't wait to get some more music out, especially some originals that we're doing. I'm working with a guy in Copenhagen called Benjamin Cage, and he is incredible. He's one of those people that you can sing him a melody and he'll just play it.
Wow, that's so cool, so incredible.
And we've done about 15 tracks already together.
Sick.
That are
get them out, girl.
Strong. And I'm just like, so we're flying back and forth from Copenhagen to London. He's coming here. I'm going there because we're working so quickly and well together. So hopefully. This year will all be about releasing the music.
Yes!
This is the first one!
Jaylee, congratulations.
Thank you. It sounds
like everything is going really well. And also, I just love to hear... I really appreciate your honesty because I think, number one, mental health in the music industry is so important.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
To talk openly about those moments. It's not the same, but, you know, when people talk about Love Island and things like that, where it's like, you get this instant thing which you think is going to be... And then if it goes away, it's such a void that is left inside you, and it's amazing that you were able to come through that and find your passion and find what you need, and to show other people that you can go through your darkest moments and come out the other side so much stronger and so much brighter.
I put up a post recently about 2 days ago talking about it. I was having a down day, like we all do, especially as a creative. Actually, not even as a creative, but I think in all genres of businesses, we go through that really shitty time where we're like, oh god, am I in the right direction and stuff. So I put it up on social media and I could not understand how much responses I got from everyone, kind of like, are you okay, do you need help, what do you need help with? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what I mean, like when you're feeling down, speak about it, be vocal, because being not vocal, one person's dealing with that quietly and struggling with that and not really realizing that there are people out there that can help.
Yeah.
And not even like in a counseling way. Yeah. Like they can help just by
going, saying hi, how are
you? Amazing. Yeah. I love your new record. I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. You sometimes just need that push. And especially as an artist, you are on your own quite a lot. It's kind of, you need that recognition sometimes for your friends to just be like, I love it. That's all you need.
And that is such a nice moment to end on. We're going to play the track now.
Let's do it.
Jaylee, can you introduce it for me? It's a wonderful piece of music and I'm really looking forward to Creep, by the way. Aww. So do send that over when it comes out.
Okay, so this is Who I Am, Iris, with Jaylee featuring Amy Carmen.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's meant to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. You're alive, and I don't want the world to see me,
Lovely, love that track. That was Jaylee. Thank you so much to her for coming in the studio. Tragic Sasha is here.
Hello.
Obsessed with your name, Tragic Sasha.
Thank you very much.
I think tragic is one of my favourite words.
Yeah, because it's sad and happy at the same time.
Because it's like mugging yourself off. Like, it's so tragic, but it's I'm all for that.
It's like owning yourself.
Absolutely. Is that kind of why you went for it?
Yeah, it's kind of, I wanted the music that I started making last year had become a little bit more upbeat and kind of jokey and not taking myself too seriously.
Yeah.
And then I kind of had some legal issues with another person who was called Sasha.
And
I was like,
that's so classic. You never hear about those stories, but they do actually happen quite a lot.
Yeah. And I was kind of like, I've given up.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Fuck you, Sasha.
I'm going to call myself Tragic Sasha, and then I did, and I'm really happy with it.
I really feel like it adds a level of your personality onto it, which is nice.
Yeah, completely.
Because it's like you are willing to be a bit fun and like,
I don't want to take myself too seriously, and I think when I started music, I did, and it was kind of a very serious project, and the music was quite downbeat and acoustic and singer-songwriter. And since then, I've kind of let myself go a bit. Not in a bad way. It sounds like it's in a bad way, but...
Well, me and Jaylee were just talking about this. The musical journey is different for everybody. And just because you started in one way, you might think, I literally never want to sing like that again. I want to do something totally different. And that's great, because it's you finding what actually you want.
Exactly. And I think music is a process of kind of evolution.
Mm-hmm.
The longer that you do it and the more people that you work with, you actually realise, oh, I really like writing in this kind of style, rather than being sad all the time. I'm still sad sometimes.
We all are, babe.
But I think I can kind of take it more jokingly now, which is really, it just takes the pressure off, I think.
Absolutely. So Cake is your latest tune, inspired by the people who want to have their cake and eat it. The cheaters of the world. Is it from personal experience, do you mind me asking?
There was a guy who was a bit of a dickhead. Yeah. And he kind of inspired me wanting to write it.
Yeah.
Because also, everything that I've written before has been quite emotional, but this came from a place of, like, power and sass.
Yeah!
And I was like, fuck you!
Yes!
And I think I had this idea, I really, really wanted to write a song called Cake.
Mm.
I kind of thought it'd be cool to do it as a metaphor, and we kind of sat down, me and my producer, and we were like, okay, this is going to be fun. And we wrote the song in like half an hour, and it was just so easy, and it just felt like this catharsis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to kind of get to that point where you are comfortable with your producer and you can have that catharsis in the studio.
Exactly. And we, when I changed my name, or just before, we had started writing together, which is kind of why the music got a bit more upbeat and fun.
Mm.
And so we've kind of been working, we've been writing together for about 2 years now. But it's such an easy process, because it's like we can share that experience of like the dickhead. We can be like, okay, let's do this. Let's sit down.
Yeah. You need to share it though. It's like when you're having a good old chat about something that pissed you off, and it's like you need to share that emotion and then let it go, and then it's gone.
Yeah. And it's just like, I'm kind of at peace with it now, because it's like out in the world.
And also,
I don't care.
Cake is not about him. Cake is about you, which is nice.
Exactly.
It's like, yes, he inspired it, but it's like, it's about you being like, fuck off, everybody. You know? It's kind of nice to take the power up. It's like, oh, is it about me? It's like, no, you just inspired the dickhead element of it. Also, I love that you got it from Cake Water, which is an old-fashioned
cake eater.
I read it was Cake Water, and
maybe
I was like,
that's a autocorrect thing.
Maybe. Cake eater means cheater, but back from the 1920s.
So like a ladies man is the term that it was used, and I was like, that is so clever. I want to write a song about that. And I was just like, and then, you know, when you have a particular kind of food or an item of clothing, and then you can just think of loads and loads of phrases and like vocabulary to do with that. There are so many metaphors to do with food.
Oh my God, like, the dream.
And so it was just like, we were just reeling stuff up.
Yeah, so you said of it that you were like super into the fact that you could just make loads of food puns, basically. Yeah,
exactly.
We're all here for a good bit of food, to be fair.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm inspired daily by food. It actually completely controls food. My life, yeah.
Yeah.
I think about the next meal while I'm eating one meal.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
What kind of food is it?
What I think about?
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm eating healthily because I've been eating such shit for so long that I'm thinking about food so much more than normal.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I've been there. It's like constantly.
Yeah.
Today I had a Spanish omelette, which was awesome. So it was potato-y.
Oh, yeah. Potatoes.
Potatoes and eggs, which is just like, and I'm a little bit hungover. So it was like just sopping
hit
up
the
that.
Spot.
Yeah, just sopping up that hangover, but in a slightly healthy way.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean?
Well done. Yeah. I do know what you mean.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I love a good omelette.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't? Who can make them, though, on a serious level?
I'm not the best at cooking.
I can only make scrambled.
Yeah. Scrambled and then just like...
Bits of stuff in there.
Everywhere. Yeah.
So you're not a good cook?
No, I'm very good at eating.
Oh, okay. Which is better than being a good cook, I think. To be a good eater.
Yeah. Because imagine living life and not kind of appreciating good food.
Yeah.
And like, I just couldn't be that person of like go and just eating because like you're hungry.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. No.
All the time. Yeah. Hunger doesn't even come into it.
It's irrelevant. So what is your absolute favorite food?
Oh God. Pasta, spaghetti carbonara.
So I think maybe you need to. That's not your next song.
Pasta. Pasta. Brackets. Spaghetti carbonara.
Genuinely. I'm here for it.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah,
I'll get the old producer on the phone.
Yeah, is her or him?
Him.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah,
and just be like carbonara. what are you saying?
Carbonara.
Can't you rather have some pasta with me?
There we go.
You can have that as a free lyric.
Oh, let me get a notepad. Yeah.
Do mentally remember. Well, it's recorded,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Recorded.
We are literally live on the radio talking about there spaghetti carbonara right now.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is on? What's on for you right now? Are you back in the studio? Well, you are back in the studio with your producer all the time. But what are you working on? What's next?
So I'm releasing another single next month.
Lovely.
The end of next month. It's called Pushover.
Oh.
And it's about being pushed over.
Yeah. Physically or mentally?
Mentally.
Because it'd be a bit sad if it was just about you getting pushed over physically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, next song. That's another
physically
idea.
Physically pushed over was quite embarrassing. Yeah.
God, have you ever thought about songwriting?
Yeah. A lot of people have said this to me. Honestly, I'm too busy, babe. Yeah. Okay. My genius needs to be kept for other things, all right?
Yeah, okay.
I know that I'm good at it, but you can't have this genius. So pushovers, something a really sad, actually, kind of thing, being a pushover, because you can feel very trodden on and you can feel very... And I think everybody in areas of their life is pushed over, you know, by somebody.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I'm someone who hates confrontation.
Yep.
In a way that I will find any route to be able to avoid.
You will push yourself over onto the floor.
I will push myself. I'm like, hands up.
Yeah.
Just take me down.
Take me down, babes. I can't be bothered.
But then you notice it and you're like, oh man, I wish I'd have said that thing.
Oh,
You know, and then you're like, man, I can only blame myself for this situation because I just shouldn't have let myself get pushed over. So.
And I think actually there is a lot to be said for those moments before you're about to fall asleep where you go, fuck, that would have been the sickest thing to say in that moment.
I should have said that.
And it would have really, really shut down that situation and made me not think about it for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Ugh, those moments.
I just passively, aggressively put them into songs.
Oh, yes. I love that. But also I love that... you can have your moment. Because do you know what? There is a huge benefit and joy that comes from being what is known as a pushover. Because I am, in many ways, because I'd like an easy life. Yeah. I'd rather actually not let you know if you're a dick because it's not my problem.
Exactly.
It's yours.
Yeah, and also, when you're angry, don't send a text message.
Oh, don't.
Because they're always
awful.
And then you look back on them and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You've got to just draft them. And then shelf them. That's what you got to do.
Draft it, and it actually takes the pain out. Because my girlfriend, luckily, is there to go, no, don't send that. Don't send it.
Yeah.
The only person that gets shit texts is her because she can't tell. She can't be there to
she's
say.
She's not there.
She's not there to say, don't send that to me.
Yeah.
But you need, sometimes you need another person to be like, oh,
don't
leave
do
it.
Yeah.
Leave it for 24 hours at least.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that problem because I just write songs about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So what you do is instead of writing them in text, like what you up to bibs, you put them into actual words, into actual songs.
Exactly. Exactly. It works a treat.
And I would. What revenge? What sweet, sweet revenge?
Exactly.
What's the plan? Are you going to be doing any live shows that we can come to?
Yes, I'm going to do one at the end of this year.
Fabulous.
Which is a little bit far away, but I usually
no, it's great.
I usually do one like at the end of every year, and it's kind of a big London headline show.
Yeah.
And I did one last year, and it was really, really good.
Tell me about it. What happened? Where was it?
So I had one. It was at the Waiting Room.
Oh yeah.
Last year.
Amazing.
And it was super fun. I kind of had a kind of half electronic, half more organic. So I had a violinist who was like
amazing.
Plugged into.
Was it an organic violinist though?
she was homegrown.
She was homegrown. Yeah.
But then she was plugged into like effects pedals and stuff. So it was like
sick.
Weird. And then I had a drummer who was doing like samples and stuff.
So
and
on a beat bassist. Pad thing.
Yeah.
Which is the technical term, I think.
The beat pad
thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was drumming on the beat pad.
Yeah.
And then they had like a bassist and a synth player as well. And then I was playing piano, doing vocals, and then also triggering things on a little sample pad.
Triggering things.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Look how happy you are when you talk about it as well.
I know. I'm just, it's a talent.
Do you know what? I love to see girls playing with toys like that on stage because,
yeah.
Do you know Georgia? She did, I was just thinking about Work the Dance Floor and that. She's basically incredible.
Is she the one when we started out the dance?
Yeah, she just started out Work the Dance Floor. Like, she's incredible. So I saw her recently live and she has an entire setup. Piano, drums, pads, bits. And it was the sickest thing I've ever seen because it was like, basically watching people multitask is very satisfying.
It's so satisfying and I'm so jealous.
Yeah, but no, it sounds like you're doing that yourself.
Yeah.
A mini version.
A mini version.
Yeah.
One day I'd love
don't
to be
do
able
it
to
down.
Do all the things.
Well, thanks.
But yeah, no, I love seeing other people be able to do that because it's so impressive, especially girls who are like, I think the music industry is a very, very male dominated field. So to see other people, other women doing that kind of stuff is so cool.
Live stage production, like recreating production live on stage, is generally a masculine thing.
Yeah.
Not masculine, sorry, a male dominated thing. And it's so exciting to see women taking those beat pads, whatever they're called, and just bopping them around. I love those.
Bopping those beat pads.
Bop, bop, bop. There
bop,
you go.
Bop, bop. Oh,
technical
another,
terms.
Is that another song in the works?
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, by the way. Yeah. You're going to just take this whole interview and make like 17 songs out of it.
I think I will. Maybe that could be my promo for
Radio. Bop, bop, bop. Yeah, exactly.
I'll send it in.
Well, it sounds like everything's going really well. We're looking forward to. Did you tell us? Are you allowed to? The date of the next track Pushover. It's going to be end of next month, probably.
End of next month.
Fab
for last Friday of next month.
Ooh, exciting!
Yeah.
Well, everyone can watch. Where can they find you on socials?
It's at Tragic Sasha everywhere. So
I just can't get over how much I love Tragic Sasha.
Thank you very much.
I've met you. Like it's a wonderful name because it totally matches your like personality of like.
Yeah. You're just like, fuck it.
Internally livid, writing it into songs and then being like, yeah, fuck all of you. I don't need to tell you to your face.
Exactly.
I can write it down and tell you in a third party, passive aggressive way.
I'm just a passive aggressive bitch, basically.
So am I. Yay! Oh. And here we are celebrating that.
Exactly.
Listen, I think it's great. I think it's awesome. A lot of artists put so much of that into their work.
Yeah.
So that you can live your life as Smiley Sasha.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And I think any insults or whatever that can be kind of fired at me. I've probably already said them about myself anyway.
Oh,
in
fuck
a song
that.
Form.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like,
I know what you mean. You, well, listen, you know? I'm here for Tragic Sasha. She's amazing. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to play Cake now. It's going to make me hungry, which has pissed me off. But
sorry.
No, but it is a banger, so I'll let you off. I like it because we're commenting on something that's such an age-old thing, but it's also so relevant now, I think.
Yeah, completely. I think so many people are bad.
Yeah, but
don't really know where I'm going with that. But
also,
yeah.
So many people will listen to that and go, "Yes, yeah. That's annoying when people do that."
Yeah,
you know,
irritating. Yeah.
Tragic Sasha, please introduce your latest single.
This is Cake, and it's by me, Tragic Sasha.
He's unapologetic. He said, "Forget about it. Maybe we should just be friends." He's with a new girl every single weekend. I don't know how he's not crushed yet. Everybody does this, cheating on a diet. Don't know how to fit it all in, all in. But why no one for judgment? You can't keep eating junk food. Gotta get it out of my system. He got a sweet, sweet tooth for you and you and you and you. But everybody knows you can't have your cake and eat it too. Get it back. He looks me up and down like I'm just an appetizer. Maybe I should just be grateful. Cause I'm an easy target, but it's so problematic knowing that I'm just a taste for you. Everybody does this, cheating on a diet. Don't know why I couldn't agree with it. The 101 for judgment, this overindulgence. Gotta get it out of my system. He got a sweet, sweet tooth for you. Get it back. Don't say I didn't warn you when he picks you up and drops you. Everybody gets bored eventually. The truth is hard to swallow. You'll be thanking me tomorrow when he's eyeing up the next catastrophe. No, sweet or savory will ever be enough. I'll always want one more piece and then another. And sweet, sweet tooth for you and you and you and you. But everybody knows you can't have your cake and eat it. A taste is not enough once you hit that sugar rush. Cut him a slice of that.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I'm driving alone in my car to a new place in town, and decided to go to the park. Told me apart.
King of R&B for me, Donnell Jones, man.
You know, appreciate it. Love ain't going nowhere. That's universal. That's God.
Yeah.
So that's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? We can all get sex and all of that. You know, we can talk about that, but the love, the makeup, relationships, breakup, those things, that's going to happen.
Yeah. So my friend Millie says, I want to know why he doesn't make music for us anymore. Who have I got to sleep with to get a 2019 joint?
I don't know who you have to sleep with, but I mean, you will get a 2019 joint. That's for sure.
Michael Payne. Somerville.
Every Wednesday
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome July Jones into the studio.
Thank
How are you?
You? I'm really good. Thank you. How about you?
I'm very good. I love your eye makeup.
Thank you.
You've kind of got like a, for everyone not watching, just listening. You've got like a red eyeliner on. It looks amazing. Yeah.
I don't know anything about makeup, but I just put whatever.
Well, you look sick, babes.
Thank you.
You're smashing
it.
I
appreciate it.
How's things?
It's really good. We just, I started to finish my project of my left field pop sound, and we're just starting to release singles. So we're releasing
so
four singles in
Ooh.
The next, yeah, in the next half a year. So it's really exciting.
Oh, wow. So yeah. We've got Liar Liar, which is out now.
Liar Liar is coming on 19th of July.
Oh, 19th of July, but we've got it. We're going to play it today, I think.
No, today we're going to play some...
Oh, we're not allowed to play it yet.
Not yet.
Oh, well, see, I've heard it and it's really good.
Thank you.
We're going to play I Fall Apart today.
Yeah.
Liar Liar is a complete banger.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But also, I love all of your vibe and what you're making. You're kind of creating, as you say, alternative pop, but you're talking very honestly about stuff in your songs, aren't you?
Yeah, so my sound is like really edgy, pop, like it's a little bit aggressive, and I'm really excited to finally release it because I feel like nobody has heard it yet. My previous music, like the last release, was a year, and like it's really different to what we're doing now, so it's really exciting for us to finally put it out. We've been working on it for such a long time, and lyrically it's talking about mental health. So I struggle a lot with anxiety and depression, and I decided to speak out about it, and what better way to do it than through my songs, and through my visuals, really, and through social media. I feel like I have a reach, you know, on social media, and people listen to me, and I wanna connect with people that feel the same. So I started doing that through music, and so many people came back to me with, you know, just opening up, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful experience.
I think it's, we've been talking about this a lot today with all of the guests. I think it's so important to reach out to your fans and have that discussion, because if they think that, I think there's been a portrayal when social media really hit the big time, it became this thing of everybody's having a great time, and actually it's not real life, and it's a really important place where you can go blah 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 blah, but also remember
this is
just me 4 days a week, 3 days I might cry, or I might just feel shit, or I might whatever, and it's important to be honest, because then people can relate to you.
And you know what, like, I feel like social media is great. I love visual art, so it's great for putting anything you want on it. But I feel like you said, it's just important to stay honest and, you know, speak out about things if you feel comfortable about it. There's such a community out there that we don't see, and we are alone in our rooms. But when you speak out about it, it's really just amazing how people relate to it. And that's what also my first single, Liar Liar, is about. It's about basically portraying one side of life on social media when, you know, behind it we are completely different people. Well, at the same time, it's a happy song.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a banger. It's a banger, but you do sort of talk about the music industry a bit in it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
And kind of that, you know, something that I learned in this industry is you can't necessarily trust everybody. You can't know everyone as well as you might want to know everyone.
Yeah.
And actually some people are there for different reasons to you, and you just have to be aware the difference between business and lifestyle and, you know, different.
Exactly. I mean, it's I've been in this industry since I was 14, so it's a lot of big talk. And at the end of the day, you just got to trust yourself and go with your gut, you know. So that's basically, it came out of that experience, but we related it to social media because that relates to more
everything.
People. Yeah, exactly.
And you've said in the past that your aim is to empower young people in the music industry, but also young people, you know, your fans and people who are watching you. You talk openly about your sexuality and, as you've said, mental health. I think these are really important things to be honest about, but also if you don't feel comfortable to be honest about them, that's okay as well. You said you got a lot of positive feedback from your fans for doing that.
Do you
talk to your fans? Do you kind of have a link with them?
Definitely. Like the messages I get are usually quite sad, but you know, they're very raw. I mean, people coming to me that, you know, last week I wanted to commit a suicide, or you know what, I've been feeling anxious like you do, the same way. And it doesn't only help them, it helps me as well, because I go through anxiety, and when I first started going through it, I felt so weird, like nobody I was like, nobody gets this. When people say they have anxiety, they usually relate it to like stress, and like stress before exams, and I'm like, no, I'm really like, there's really something in my head, like, you don't get it, but then other people are like, it's in mine too, don't worry, you know? So that's really nice. And that's really what I want to do. And at the same time, as important music is to me, I want to also put that out with visuals. So for every song that we're releasing, we have a music video coming out with. And the videos are just as, you know, engaging and raw as the songs. So it's just really, really exciting. I mean, I'm just waiting for that 19th of July to happen already so we can be on a roll.
So Liar Liar, when it comes out on the 19th of July, is going to come out with the video on the same day.
Liar Liar is coming out with a vertical video.
And so, can you give us any hints about what the video will be, or are you not allowed to say?
No, so Liar Liar is just basically a visual. So it's just me. Because it's a vertical video for Spotify.
Yeah.
Then after that, we are doing a cartoon for the next song. A song after that, we are doing just naked girls and boys.
Great. And love then, naked girls and boys.
It's called Porn Star, so it makes sense.
Great. Brilliant. I'm very here for that.
Yeah, and then a song after that, we are doing a big feature, which I can't really reveal yet.
Don't give me that. That's not fair.
So that's the biggest one, so I'm excited for that.
Okay. God, you've really whet my appetite there. What's the most important advice you'd give to young people or your fans or people thinking about maybe following in your footsteps and doing a career like you?
Just follow your gut feeling. I feel like whenever I don't follow my gut feeling, that's when I go wrong, and that's the only advice I can give to people.
I totally agree. I think when I'm trying to think of how to deal with certain situations, I just think, what is the thing you keep thinking?
Yeah.
What do you keep reaffirming in your head and saying over and over again, I think I should do that, I think I should do that, then you should do it?
Yeah, I mean, and that causes so much, you know, anxiety and tension in you when you go against yourself and you do what other people tell you. And in music industry or any arts related industry, it's really a lot of that, because a lot of people have an opinion of what you should be. I was first signed when I was 14. And
wow, that's crazy. That would have been a crazy, like, mind fuck, to
be
fair.
It was a mind fuck.
Yeah.
They kind of wanted to make me this Katy Perry pop star, and I was like, no.
But at 14, if someone had said to me, do you want to be a Katy Perry pop star? I'd be like, yeah. Because Katy Perry's amazing.
Obviously, but it's just she's not, awesome.
And,
yeah.
and it's like, but it's actually what it was, but it wasn't what who you are.
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't. But it pushed me into songwriting, and I'm very grateful for that era as well, because I...
And you might not have never found that. You might have never
exactly.
found that.
And songwriting is actually the main part of what I do, because I write a lot for others as well. And that's what I want to continue doing, is do my own project and also write for others. So it every era you go through in life is just, you know, a lesson, and it pushes you in the right direction, really. So I feel like I'm still grateful for that Katy Perry era.
Yeah, because I think that it happens to a lot of, especially young women.
Yeah.
In the music industry is being found very young.
Yeah.
And there's two different, there's lots of different ways you can go about it when someone is very young. I mean, if you look at a concept like Billie Eilish is so different. Like, that's a young person who's done exactly what her and her brother saw in their music and was like, right. But that doesn't happen very often, because she's very young to have that much kind of knowledge of what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I was 15...
Yeah,
I didn't have a fucking clue
exactly
about how to even tie my shoelaces, let alone what I would want to be at, you know, at an older age and where you want to go. So
I know. I feel like with those things, it matters a lot what your surroundings are. So she had her brother, you know, and her parents and people that knew what they were doing, and she knew what she was doing.
And musically, they knew what
knew what they were doing. So and she grew up in LA, you know, so. It's all of these surroundings that we have that really determine where you're going to be at what age. And not everybody has the same experience. But like I said, as long as you just follow your gut and keep going, I mean, you can't really lose, can you?
No, definitely not. Yeah. So we're very excited for the 19th of July. It's 19th of July, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Liar Liar will be coming out, dropping with the Spotify Vertical Visuals, which you'll be able to find. And then after that, we're releasing three more in like a little sort of pack of four that you're going to give us.
And then an EP as well.
Oh, God. You're so generous, July.
I know. A lot is coming. I've been working really hard. So
yeah, good. Well, I'm excited to hear it all. And it seems like... you're in a really good place musically, and it's so nice to see how excited you are to get it out and to talk about it, you know.
Yeah, and even everybody that comes to my live shows, you know, people know the stuff I'm doing.
But
nobody can hear it if you're not there, so it's just exciting.
So you get a preview if you want to go down to one of July's live shows. You get a little preview. Are you doing any soon that we can come to?
Yeah, I'm playing tonight, actually.
Oh. Sick. Where are you playing?
I'm playing tonight in Hackney at Noah Tune Studios.
Oh, amazing.
And then the next show we're doing is in Finland. I'm headlining Helsinki Pride.
Wow.
Yeah, and then after that, we are in Leeds for Leeds Pride as well.
Have you played Pride before?
Oh my God, I've done... last year, I've
supported... Didn't you do Birmingham Pride?
No, I've done... I've supported Rita Ora at Manchester Pride
last
year. Yeah, that was sick. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I've done every Pride you can imagine, really. I love Pride.
I'm such a bad gay person. I've never been to Pride.
No, seriously.
I've never been to Pride.
Oh my God, you have to. Even
the amount of times
went.
I've admitted that on this radio show and I still haven't been.
Oh no.
It's because I'm always working at festivals, and I always miss it. So I need to go.
Yeah, you need to go this year.
So you're going to Leeds this year?
Leeds, yeah. You should come.
Yeah, that'll be sick. I just want to go to a Pride. Yeah. I want to go it's such a nice, and it's Pride Month right now. So it's a nice, just a lovely time to celebrate the LGBTQ+. You know, community, and it's lovely to hear that you're going to be doing loads of prides. Yeah. Did you say Helsinki, you're headlining?
Helsinki,
so sick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I think we're going to play I Fall Apart now.
All right, go on.
Everybody, hold tight for Liar Liar, because it is a straight up party banger that's coming out on the 19th of July. Can you introduce this one for us, July?
Yeah, so this next song is actually a cover of Post Malone that we reproduced and redid. So here goes I Fall Apart.
She told me that I'm not enough, and she left me with a broken heart. She fooled me twice, and it's all my fault. She cut too deep, now she left me scarred. There's too many thoughts going through my brain, and now I'm taking these shots like it's no.
core. Ooh, I fall apart. Down to my core. Ooh, didn't know it before. Surprised when you caught me off guard. Hottest damn jewelry I bought. You was my shorty, I thought. Ever caught a feeling this hard? Hotter than the liquor I pour. Tell me you don't want me no more. But I can't let go. Everybody told me so. Feeling like I sold my soul.
No, lovely to have you, babe. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. As I told you, I need a wee.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be dancing in front of you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Don't be offended by it, because my dancing isn't great.
That's okay. That's all right.
Tell me a little bit about you then. So you've grown up in a bit of a musical family. Lots of passionate music fans in your family, but also your mum was Boney M's hairstylist, right?
Yeah,
sick.
Was.
That's so sick.
Yeah,
lots of stories there, I can imagine.
Yes, yeah, some. There's a few. Well, none of them. I won't spill no teas.
Oh, yeah. No. I wouldn't ask you to. Then when you were younger, you played the lead in Thriller.
Yeah, I did. I played young Michael. As young Michael in there. Which was fun.
Really an incredible kind of start in music, really, because although it's theatre, it is still a very big schooling in music. What then led you on to being a singer, an artist?
I think prior to that, I always wanted to be a singer, and the reason why I actually got into that was because of my singing teacher, and she was like, "Oh, go and I've got this. I know the producers. Go and do some auditions." So that's how I got into that. But then I went to the Brit School after.
Yeah.
Studied there for a bit, and then I met my manager, who was putting a group together nationally. And then we were 2 weeks away from signing with Sony, but people couldn't deal with the pressure at the time.
Yeah.
And then that's how I came about with being solo.
Well, do you know what? I was just talking about that vibe with another guest today, because she had a similar situation with a band that the pressure was too much. And I think it's important, you know, if the pressure's too much, then refigure it out. Work out how you can go into the music industry in a different way.
Yeah,
you know?
It wasn't my pressure. It was everyone else.
But that's okay. You know, everyone needs to deal with their...
with their things differently. Yeah, exactly.
So in terms of, just going back to Thriller for a second, on that note, how do they deal with it, you being a young kid and doing a play every day, doing a theatre performance every day?
Well, I had to do tutoring there sometimes, depending on like how my schedule was. It was just very busy. I had a very supportive school as well, so they allowed me to maybe be like a little bit late to school, because obviously you finish really late as well. But they were very supportive, and that's how it kind of was ran. It was just like, you finish school, I went and got changed, ran, went to the show.
That's crazy.
Done my shows. And if I missed any lessons, then I'd have a tutor there to help me.
Whoa, that's crazy. And then what did you think of, how did you find Brit School?
Brit School I found fun because of the people.
Yeah.
But a little bit, say, controlling in a box.
Mm.
Because prior to going, when I was doing my audition for it, they said I would have to stop doing Thriller. Which I kind of was a bit confused because I was like, oh, well, I thought you would want us to be in the industry
yeah.
by this point. Yeah, it was cool. I learned a lot, though. I learned a lot about the industry because they were able to bring people in to teach them, like contracts, things like that.
Which is so important.
Very important. And
Octavian said the same thing, didn't he? When he was there, he went for a little bit, I think, and... He didn't vibe with the way it was. But you know what? Everyone deals differently with school, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's just it. Like, I feel the most rebellious ones are most times the ones that kind of do what they're doing now.
Yeah, exactly. And the deal is your EP.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that, because it came out end of last year, right?
Yes.
And you just released a video for Senorita a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the EP as a whole, and then we'll go on to Senorita.
The EP was literally about me just presenting myself as my first ever EP,
yep.
just kind of saying hello to everyone, and I wanted to give people...
I like that.
Give people a different sounds, different vibes that I liked. And I recorded about 40 songs at the beginning of last year.
Wow.
And then I brought it down to the 5. So there was a loads that I could have really put out, but I just wanted to give people tasters of different things. And I'm doing kind of the same again today till this year again, till I put out the next EP.
Okay, so are you working on it right now?
Yeah.
And what's the kind of, will you probably drop it same time, end of the year?
No, I'm actually dropping it next year.
Oh, okay, yeah. nice.
But I'm putting out a single like in about 2 months.
Oh, sick. So you're going to keep our appetites wet
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, keep it wet, but not too wet.
Not drenched, just enough yeah. so that we can keep our minds on you, which is nice. And then Senorita is your latest single, and you've released a video. It's very romantic.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this track. What's behind this track?
I think, you know, in life we kind of maybe bump into people or see someone in public and we kind of lock eyes or a party. But maybe you say you don't have the actual confidence to go out to the person. So I just kind of based it on that and then making the fantasy of what would happen after.
Yeah. Oh.
And that's kind of what happened.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Very romantic, but also a bit naughty as well, which we like.
A little bit naughty. You have to give a little naughty.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you going to be performing live anytime soon? Can we come and see you? What's going on?
I don't have anything planned right now.
But when the single comes out, you'll probably drop a little naughty performance somewhere.
I will do, but I haven't got any dates just yet. But I'm going actually on like a few days with the, because I've got a feature on it, on a school tour for a little bit.
Oh,
just
sick.
To kind of promote it about. So yeah, I'm going to be doing that.
Oh, nice. It's always good to connect with younger generation as well, because they are the ones that are going to be buying your tracks.
Exactly.
And following you. And
they go crazy.
Yeah, oh my God, do they love it?
Yeah, it's really good. I finished a four-week one, actually, like about a month ago, so it was really good.
Yeah, so what kind of thing do you do? Do you perform live and then have a chat with them?
So I perform live. We have to kind of make it a little bit educational, talk a little
of
bit
course.
About like drugs, alcohol and stuff like that. But it's mainly, we go there for the music and then we have fun with them. We just talk about, they might have little problems, little issues that they want to talk about, ask about music themselves.
Cute.
And then sign autographs, take pictures, you know.
Aww.
And they have a great time, and you do about 3-4 sessions per day, about to 300 kids.
Wow.
So yeah, it's crazy.
That's such a good way to get new fans, isn't it?
It is.
It's definitely. Like, you're
it's
literally,
instant.
It's like tapping that source, you know, of the young mind who wants the music, wants new music, wants new people to follow, wants to be the first person as well to follow someone
exactly.
new. And so the rest of this year is going to be spent in and out the studio as well, yeah?
In and out the studio, a few magazine shoots. I've got Asbo, like an Asbo magazine shoot next week on Monday.
Sick.
And an interview part of that. More radio.
Oh, amazing. Just, so yeah, busy boy.
I am a busy boy. Yeah, a lot happening.
If you were to work on a collab with someone, is there anyone in specifically in the industry right now that you'd love to work with?
Beyonce.
Oh my God, straight in on bae.
I'm going to give it to the universe, it's going to happen.
Yeah, do it, man. Get that girl in your track. Yeah. Beyonce, the queen. The
She's
queen
wicked.
Of music.
She's
yeah,
wicked.
She's incredible, but also an amazing musician. Like,
amazing.
I re-listened to Lemonade the other day and I was like, shit, like the track with James Blake. I was like, this track is so insane and it's so out of what she usually does. I was like, there's so many things on there that I was like, fuck, she's incredible, you know?
Yeah, she's good.
I'm looking forward to seeing what's coming for you, babe. So we're going to get a new EP next year, but a single coming this year in a couple of months. Very exciting. Can you tell us the name of the single? Are you not allowed?
Yeah, I can. It's called Rolling.
Oh, okay.
And it's a little bit on a hip hop vibe.
Nice.
And the video is gonna be really good as well.
Have you shot it yet, or are you shooting it?
No, I've already sorted out the treatment for it.
Sick.
So looking at the treatment, I'm like, hey, this is gonna be good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be really nice. Really
so
good.
We're looking forward to Rolling, that's coming out in a couple of months. I think we should play a bit of Senorita, get ourselves in the mood. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
No, honestly, it's been a total pleasure. Can you introduce Senorita for me?
Yeah. Can I say my socials?
Yes.
My socials on everything is at the Jean Mikael, which is the JEANMIKHAEL, and that's on everything.
And you can, and then everyone can follow you and find out what's coming next, where you are, where you're going to be performing,
exactly.
And all that stuff.
Everything like that.
Perfect.
And so Senorita is the next track. So I hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
Falling for your loving like a fool. Make me want to come through. Sip on that, me go through. Caressing your body gonna make me taste that. We got on night, there's a need to move fast. Give me sugar rush, you're divine. No need to stay hush, let's enjoy the ride. Let's keep doing what we want, we go to what we want to. Let me show you, show you. Goddamn spice,
we can serenade tonight.
Fill up, touch your body. Roll up, touch your body. Give me peace. Cause there's nobody else that I'm meant to know. You set me on fire, but I need to know how to make this last. You're my lover. 1, 2, 3, stay under the covers.
What's up, this is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
New. place to lace my future. One equals opportunity, the other one I'm used to. In between two worlds, I hold them both in my hands, taking the best of memories for a bigger plan. Elevate and expand, like the B-Town balloon, but don't know when I'll be back soon. I'm on the move, recording life as my tool to shed new light on the boy you thought you knew. Sky high diving, fearless rhyming, living life and it ain't stopping for anything. Following my inner guiding, power gliding, I believe I can fly. And the sights was my rising, where the night flies, so chilling in the rainforest. Jungle Brown's the vibe, understand that we on it. Support the team on the court before we skyrocket. No nonsense, I'll be back when I'm sandwich flossing.
Vision board, life go collage. Could have happened if I didn't depart. I had to pack up the bags and shift it into the car. I've done everything except a new start. So we are now. Baby girl says she looking for a break. She on star now. She ain't yet a star, at least she's star now. Trying to cope, keep it moving was the antidote. I was cold thanks to Mr. Wells, got my hair cold. Yeah, and past issues now been resolved. About to get a real big blessing in a minute though. Oh, better yet though, at least that's true. Ain't much that a brother can't do. So if you say I can't, still can't tell you. I watch in my life, but at least I ain't you. I need both health and wealth, more love and light. Little note to self, I ain't got the time, I can't pay no mind. They just tired if it's on the offline, I'm still in style. Yeah, see closed mouths, they don't get fed. Every year's my year, at least I better take a step.
Stepping on this big cane, way too disciplined for the land.
And I ain't trying to do this thing, same, same. I ain't even trying, I just hit it with a straight aim.
But when I roll, my cupid can't be rattled. Lateral to the snakes and the scandal, they can't broadcast. What a channel, too acute to be angled. Shaping up nicely, the vision in my lasso.
And I'm 100% mad with it. I'ma get multi-million so I can die with it. Can't live a full life when you're minimizing it. Ooh. Some people talk money so good with miming it.
Yeah, we live with it, crew, they vibe with it. The UK's finest on the rise, bitch.
Hey, me really on the go, clocking mileage. Half a go, even Tony Bones tell you time ticks.
Jungle Brown, keep it moving. We do want you to keep it moving. Keep it moving on the sidewalk, please. What an amazing show. Yet again, such lovely guests. Really grateful to everyone for coming in. Pelly Candy, Jay Lee, Tragic Sasha, July Jones and John Mikhail. That was lovely. Stephen Leng is up next with Georgie, co-hosting with him today. Very excited for that. So stay locked into FUBAR Radio, please. I'm telling you, so you've got to. Now, we've played loads of new music for you today because that's what we do here. But I'm going to finish the show in a minute with a bit of Mira May. She's incredible. If you don't haven't already looked into Mira May, please take some time and just go back through her back catalogue and just love her a bit. She's so amazing. Such a nice person. So we're going to finish with her in a little minute. But a few more bits of information for you. Information. Such a weird thing to say. So earlier I was chatting to one of our guests about, I feel like it's really important. So Jess Glynn cancelled Isle of Wight because she I believe they said mentally or physically she wasn't up to it, and I just wanted to say good for her, because we all talk about in the aftermath of bad things happening in the music industry, oh, I wish their management had taken the time, or I wish this had blah 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 blah, someone had, you know. This is why it's important for her to have been able to say, I'm really sorry, I can't do this. I can't do this set. I'm not ready to do it. So big up Jess Glynn for that. And congratulations to Ed Sheeran, who has dropped his number six collaborations album, featuring such a host of people. Eminem, Cardi B, Camila Cabello, Khalid, Stormzy, Yeba, Travis Scott, Eminem, 50 Cent. Eminem's in there twice, which I love. Young Thug, J-Hus, LMA. It's like crazy. Dave, Her, Skrillex, more. Like, it's insane. Now, before we go, I just want to say big up to that because it's actually sick. And I love Ed Sheeran. I just went to... We did the premiere of Yesterday. We're going to be releasing the video for that. Guys, I spoke to Kate McKinnon. No joke. Wait till you see what happened. That's going to be coming out. That video is going to be coming out very soon. But I am so excited to announce that FUBAR are giving away one pair of tickets to see Florence and the Machine at British Summertime. Now, we've already tweeted it. All you have to do to enter is go and retweet that tweet. Previous guest Matilda Homer, who was a total babe, as we told you at the time, she is going to be on the lineup alongside Connie Constance, Licky Lee and Blood Orange. I mean, there is something for everyone there. And there is everything for me there as well. Kind of in the vibe to retweet it myself and hope that I win. But yeah, so go and retweet. I've seen already loads of people retweeting, so get over there and do it. And give us a cheeky follow as well, why don't you? You will be in with a chance of winning one pair of tickets. So that's two tickets to see Florence and the Machine at British Summertime. Wow! Big time. Also, British Summertime, it's time to get in the vibe for festivals if you haven't already. I mean, I've already done about 10, but it's time for you, if you haven't, you sitting there. Yeah, you. Go and retweet. Why don't you go and have a little fun at Florence and the Machine on FUBAR Radio? Because that's how nice, we're just those kind of people. We just like to give away joyous tickets for joyous things. Right, brand new one from Mira May. We know that this EP is a different sound for her. She said it. It's a different vibe from her last EP. New things coming out. It's so exciting. This is Angles featuring JME. What a collaboration. Big up Mira May. And don't forget to stay locked for Stephen Lang right now. This is FUBAR Radio. I've been Harriet Rose and we'll see you same time, same place next week. Love you, bye.
Conversations, I've been waiting to have them. Trying to change the way I speak so that they don't feel so challenged. Can you see the inconsistency? Can feel the imbalance. I can tell you either way, yeah, all that shit's a distraction. I can tell you either way, yeah, all this shit's a distraction. They have no compassion, they're following fashion. Yeah, I'm not involved, take me out of the caption. Don't fit in a box, I fit in a mansion. Money's on my mind. Yeah, I keep on yawning cause I'm tired from the high. I've been doing this all week. I ain't even had no sleep. Mama's out here calling me like a mirror that built in due next week. Thinking, what am I gonna do? Sing is cool, but it just won't do. Considering things that I will never do. My mind's racing faster than rockets to the moon. Yeah, now I'm chasing rockets to the moon. Yeah, chasing cloud nine too soon every day. But I'ma watch them fade away. It's so sad.
Fame, no chain on my wrist, no watch, no bangle. Don't wanna pick, nah fam, I'm a shambles. Don't want shots like a Roman candle. That stress there, man, can't handle. A few real friends, yeah, just a handful that disappear. Don't care, reappear out the mist, yeah, like still bangles. Yeah, I don't care. When they need me, I'm always there. When I need them, they're live on set. When I need them, they're live. So big them up when I was broke. They pick man up, you're on smoke. Don't fizz man up for no joke. They'll kick my.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.